Well, as we wind down into the final days of spring, those in the know it's time for the Cincinnati Fringe Festival. And joining me in the studio is Chris Wesselman, the producer of the Cincy Fringe Festival. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, for those people who are unfamiliar with the Cincy Fringe Festival, this is a 14-day theater festival with over 30 hour-long productions.
That's correct. It's a very unique festival in that all of the participating productions are from independent artists. These aren't outstanding production companies who do seasons all of the time. These are artists who are fighting and scrapping to have their voice heard. And Cincy Fringe, along with all the other fringe festivals across the world, provide these amazing avenues for them to present their work and for their voice to be heard. And that is, for us here at No Theater, Cincinnati's theatrical playground, that is a huge part of our mission. And it never shines more brightly than it does during Fringe.
Now, with Cincy Fringe, you not only get acts that do the Fringe Festival circuit and travel the world, so they're from all over the place, but you also have acts that are from local artists. And people may see their favorite local artists doing something out of the ordinary.
That's correct. We pride ourselves on always presenting about 50% of the lineup from local artists, from locally produced shows. The artists that are featured within that range from stage veterans who you see performing at places like Playhouse in the Park and Cincinnati Shakespeare and Ensemble Theater to more emerging actors, especially younger artists who are just getting their start or performing more routinely in the community theater world. It's amazing to see all of those voices come together and to see the relationships and the community that's built when all of those artists finally have a single stage or a single place to present their work.
And the festival also supports and encourages people to become part of the festival theatrical experience by producing things like Fringe Development.
That's right. Every year we have a couple of productions that are being workshopped that are not quite yet ready to be presented, but also these artists are looking for feedback and they're looking for input. And that's kind of something that happens naturally throughout the course of the festival because really none of the works in the festival are done. These artists are always working on improving and updating and making sure that the work is fresh and new. Fringe Development specifically provides an opportunity for shows to really take that step forward and receive the feedback that they need to move on to the next stage of the production. And we also offer artist-led masterclasses that are open to the public. So anyone who wants can join and maybe learn a little something themselves and grow not just as an artist, but as a person.
Now let's talk about the Fringe experience from the perspective of an audience member. It's not just going to see a show and then going to the next venue and seeing a show and then going to the next venue and seeing a show. There's a lot more to Fringe than the shows.
Yeah, absolutely. While Fringe is kind of first and foremost a live theater, a live performance festival, we have lots of other components that kind of spring themselves upon you, like our visual Fringe programming, which is work from local visual artists, and they kind of have pop-up galleries and pop-up works in and around the venues, along festival footpaths, along, you know, the way to the venues you might find something. And then we also have our film Fringe component, which is very exciting evolution this year. We've teamed up with Independent Film Festival and Cincinnati World Cinema, which is in the Garfield Theater down on Ray Street, to present some unique offerings. And then we also have a couple other screenings that'll be happening at Mini Micro Cinema on Main Street. So we're just very excited to continue to try and support this unique aspect of the festival because Cincinnati is kind of becoming such a burgeoning film community and Fringe is kind of truly about celebrating all art forms. So it's only natural that we continue to find ways to execute that relationship.
And of course, once you've seen your shows for the evening, there's an opportunity to socialize and compare notes with friends and strangers.
That's right. Fringe never really stops, and that includes after the shows, like you said. Afterwards, everyone comes down to No Theater, which serves as Fringe headquarters down on Jackson Street, for our Fringe Bar Series, which is basically like a big after party. Sometimes there's a special theme or a special event, but for the most part, it is an opportunity to meet and mingle and socialize and forge new relationships. It is a wonderful blend of artists, staff, volunteers, audience members, and for everyone to have an opportunity to kind of share perspectives and then also share a unique experience together. That's really the glue for what creates an amazing community atmosphere at the festival that is by and far the soul of everything.
Now, the Fringe has established its home in Over the Rhine. What are some of the venues that people can look forward to seeing shows in?
Nothing surprising this year, but we do have an exciting growth in our relationship with the Art Academy of Cincinnati, who's our neighbor right down on Jackson Street, and also helps craft the future of art in America and the world. And we've expanded to 6 venues within the Art Academy this year, so that's one on every floor. So we're very excited to have such a nice cluster of venues right there on Jackson Street. Not only does it make going to see multiple shows easier, but it also helps establish more of that community atmosphere. You know, everyone is constantly around each other. But that being said, we still have some of our amazing traditional spaces. We have a great relationship with First Lutheran Church on Race Street, who's once again providing some space for us. OTR Community Church is providing some space for us. Mini Micro Cinema, we're at Gabriel's Corner up on Sycamore Street. It's really great to balloon out from No Theater once a year and bring things to more of the neighborhood, more of Over the Rhine.
And of course, this is sort of a one-stop shop for your evening's entertainment because you've got all the theater going on. You've got galleries, you've got experiences, but you've also got the local restaurants and shops.
That's right. And I think for us to have such a wonderful community like Over the Rhine to call home for this festival is just amazing because, yeah, you're right. It's not just one evening. It's 2 weeks, 14 days where you can have an experience completely different from the one you had the day before. The number of combinations, the number of paths you can take between the restaurant you go to, the shop you visit, the dessert you get, on top of all the different shows you see and experiences you have at Fringe, it makes for such a wonderful opportunity to have experiences like no other you've had before. And it really is. It is more than an entire theater season's worth of programming in 2 weeks. And so if you never see theater any other time, now is the time to try it out. Now is the time to experience it. And you can get that feeling, you can get that sensation of what it's like to be an avid arts supporter.
Where can people find out more about the acts and shows that are coming up in the festival?
So you can visit our website, and we have all the information about all the programming, all of the ways to see shows, all the opportunities and experiences you can have. And then you can also pick up a Fringe guide, which is printed and distributed by our media partner, Cincinnati City Beat. Those came out with the May 15th issue of City Beat, but you can also pick them up at No Theater at Fringe headquarters. And this 32-page guide just covers everything in the festival.
Well, I will say, I know that every year during this time of the festival, OTR just becomes that much more alive. It's just a fantastic experience.
I will never tire of the smiles I see. That is when I feel most proud about everything, is at the end of those nights when everyone is exhausted, but they're still finding that energy to reflect upon that day and look forward to what's coming. As exhausting as it can be, it's so incredibly rewarding.
Now, of course, there's a variety of different types of performances, everything from your family-friendly series on up to some very beyond PG-13. I would say go into R. So what are some of the guideposts of shows for everything from bring the kids to don't bring the kids?
Yeah, that's one of the magical things about Fringe is Fringe doesn't necessarily have a target demographic because our goal is to provide something for everyone. So family friendly is definitely the way to go if you are looking for experiences that you can share with your children. We do a great job of providing ratings for productions everywhere they're listed, just to give you a general idea of what's an acceptable audience. Because you're right, there are certain productions that are definitely for adults only. And that's kind of one of the great things, is that you can have that experience paired with a different experience that isn't full of swear words or partial nudity. And then in between those two extremes, you have a lot of productions that can be a great gateway for young audience members to experience something that's maybe a little bit more challenging or maybe a little bit more thought-provoking, but isn't necessarily full of graphic content. So it really is just such an awesome opportunity to almost throw the dart at the board and know that whatever you're going to be seeing is probably something you've never experienced before.
Now, some of our listeners may be thinking, wow, 2 weeks over 30 productions to see. That's going to get expensive. Or what if I don't want to see everything? How does admission work?
So it's great. We have single ticket options. So if you just kind of want to take in one show, take in a sample, that's great. But we also offer multi-show pass options all the way up to our full frontal all-access pass, which gets you into as many productions as you can see. And this year we do. We have multiple paths for you to see all 34 primary lineup shows, which is a very daunting challenge. But every year we have a handful of individuals who do it. And a lot of the other ones use the See It All schedule as kind of a template. And then they kind of make their own unique changes if they want to swap something in or swap something out. But at the end of the day, the more you see with those passes, the cheaper the experience becomes.
Now, the festival starts May 31st.
That's correct, on a Friday, which is different from how we've usually done it, but it's very cool that we're now over more weekends. And we're starting off a special way. We will be up at the Cincinnati Art Museum for Art After Dark on the Fringe from 5 to 10 p.m., and that's how we're going to kick things off, and it's going to be really exciting. We're so excited to partner with them again.
So that's the Cincy Fringe Festival running May 31st through June 15th. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Chris Wesselman, producer of the Cincy Fringe Festival. Thank you so much for stopping by, Chris.
Thank you, Jim.
For more information on the Cincy Fringe Festival and all the associated events, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.